Let's turn to number 77 in the White Book. Lily was playing that before, and I was requested that we sing it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. We often sing the chorus, but let's get familiar with the verses if you're not. Number 77 in that White Book you have. Okay? Jesus today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful Savior, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, thank God, Jesus, we can do that today. Hallelujah. Jesus, look. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's all get our eyes on Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. He's the one we have to meet. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come to us today, Lord. Hallelujah. We reach out. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I heard Sister Janet came over to me this morning at breakfast, and she told us that the Lord's doing wonderful things among the girls down in the village. We were so happy to hear that, and you could see that she was thrilled. She said, worship just flows so easily, and the girls enter in. They said yesterday they had a salvation message, and there was a good response, and a number of the girls came up to receive Christ as their Savior already. And so we're so happy for that. And this morning they're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. And so she's trusting that the Lord will manifest himself and meet the girls in a very special way. And so we've heard good reports. And she said, but keep praying for us. And of course we'll do that every day and often throughout the day. So it's nice to hear how God is answering prayer and to encourage us to keep on keeping our eyes on him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lily, will you pray for the girls down in the village, please? And the cottagers? Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for this good report of your work among the girls in the village. And we do pray, Lord, that you would continue this very day. Lord, we pray that you would continue to manifest your presence there. You would call and draw every single heart to yourself.
Everyone.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your purpose would be accomplished in every girl that is here, oh God. Let your presence just hover over that village today, Lord. And as they learn about the Holy Spirit, we pray that you would help them to yield themselves to you, Lord, each one. We pray that you'll bless at the cottage, Lord. Let your presence hover there as well. And just comfort and draw every heart to yourself, Lord Jesus. Every child, Lord, you know their needs and needs. We pray that you would meet them this day, oh God. Give them their daily bread today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. We like to let the Lord have his way. We try to do that as much as we're able. And maybe the meetings here at camp are a little bit different than the way you're used to having meetings in your own church. Maybe not. But we just like to, in the beginning of the meeting, just get our eyes on Jesus. That's why we come early and we just settle down and just let the Lord empty us of all our other thoughts and distractions and just prepare our hearts to meet him. You know, the Bible talks about preparing your heart to seek God. You read about that especially in Chronicles, that the theme seeking God is very prominent in the book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And there it talks about kings that prepared their heart to seek God. We're preparing our hearts in these days to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And that's why we're yielding ourselves and talking about these things and praying that God will come to us and in that great way that we so desire. And as we begin to sing, we try to sense the theme of the meeting. What direction is the Lord taking this meeting? Sometimes we'll start singing some songs, and you'll begin to notice, oh, all these songs are about peace. Must be that the Lord's wanting to say something to us about His peace. And then someone will get up and testify, and you see something of that theme, maybe, or that thought in their testimony. Not every testimony has to be exactly, you know, on the theme, but you begin to get a sense of the direction that the Holy Spirit is taking the meeting. And that's so important. That God has something to say to us in every gathering. And we don't always know what it is that He's going to bring to our attention. But we want to just listen for the Lord. The Lord knows your need. He knows how to speak to you. He knows what you need to hear. Praise God. I've been writing down just in a little book the things that I preached on and the things that we've heard. And already there's just so many things that the Lord has spoken to us about. And I don't want to forget them. I want to keep praying about them and get hold of the thing that God is after in my life. And that's a good thing to do. Don't forget about those things that you hear in meeting, but keep them before the Lord. Continue to pray over them. God will open them up to you on your own and speak to you more clearly and more powerfully as you give Him that opportunity. Sometimes the Lord causes us to praise Him. And that's important, that when we recognize that there's a time of praise in the meeting, that we praise Him with all our hearts. We want to do whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do. We want to enter in and give ourselves to whatever the Holy Spirit is, however He's directing. And so when we praise the Lord, let's enter in. Let's lift our hands if God leads us. Let's clap. Let's rejoice. Let's open our hearts up and praise Him until you touch Him. Praise Him until you touch Him. You know, years ago, Brother Edwin Waldfogel, he noticed that at the altar, people were only praising God when the organ was playing. And as soon as the organ stopped playing, everybody stopped praising. He noticed that. I don't even know if people were doing that consciously. But he said, I don't want their praises to depend upon the organ. I want them to touch God. I want the praises to depend upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So he told Sister Wally, at altar service, I don't want you to play the organ for a while. And so she didn't. And people thought maybe that was strange. How come Sister Wally's not playing the organ? But some of us knew why. Because he didn't want us to depend upon these outward things, but he wanted us to touch God for ourselves. Praise God. And after a while, he asked her to play again. And he felt that God had done something for us to help us to just touch Jesus ourselves and not depend whether the music's playing or not. Sometimes in our church, we worship. And I tell my daughter Bethany, she helps lead the worship. I say, you know, we start praising the Lord. And you sense that people, they're just waiting for the next song. And so we praise a little bit, but we're really waiting for the next song or the next thing to do. And I say, oh, how I'm praying that people will forget about the next song and just get their eyes on Jesus. Maybe we'll praise for the next 10 minutes and we won't have a next song. And that would be okay. And so we'd have to learn to open up to the Holy Ghost in meeting and become sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing. If we get up to testify, we want to say something that glorifies Jesus, not just tell a good story or something interesting. But we want to encourage people, want to express how wonderful Jesus is and what He's done for me, He can do for you. Sometimes people have gotten more out of the testimony of someone than they did the preaching that day, because the Holy Spirit used it to speak to their heart. And if the Holy Spirit tugs upon your heart to get up and give a testimony, do that. Sometimes it takes a little courage. Maybe you're a little timid. But stand to your feet. I'll acknowledge that. And then say what God would have you to say. And say it so people can hear it. And don't preach longer than the preacher. But just say your piece and then leave it with the Lord. how many times I've testified, and then when I sat down, I said, that didn't come out the way I wanted to at all. But I found that it came out exactly the way the Lord wanted it to. Sometimes I wept when I testified. And people came over to me and said, I was so touched by the way you were moved. It was obviously so real to you. I want God to do that for me too. It wasn't my testimony, it was my weeping that touched them. Who knows what God will use, right? And then you sit down and you say, okay, Lord, well, it didn't come out the way I wanted, but you know, I did my best to give you glory, and you see that. And God helps us as we learn to do these things, it becomes easier. As we learn to praise, it becomes easier. The praises flow. Sometimes God puts silence on a meeting. Now, there's a difference when people just sit around and don't have anything to say or do, and they're just kind of waiting, waiting, waiting. That's not silence. But when the Spirit of God begins to just quiet you, and you sense that, you know, sometimes the minister senses that. He could get up and sing a song or say something, but we sense that God is holding us. I've been in meetings where someone, during silence, has said, can we sing number? And the minister said, oh yeah, that's a good song. We'll sing that in a moment. But right now, the Holy Spirit is doing something in our hearts. Let's just give him some more time to work. And then you just keep looking to Jesus. What do you do in a time of silence? Well, if you don't know what to do, it's always good just to talk to him and say, Lord, I love you. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. I love you. Lord, work in me. I receive whatever it is that you're doing in my heart. Lord, you're working in ways that I don't even understand. But Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. And you just express that faith, and you occupy yourself with him. And after a while, that silence will begin to get hold of you. And there'll be such a peace, and you'll just be kept. How is it that after a meeting, people can sit in silence for an hour? Just sit there and be held. That's a miracle. That's a supernatural working of the Holy Spirit. We ought to recognize that. So God works in all these different ways, and we want to learn how to yield ourselves to God in every way. Praise God. And so, Lord, we often pray, Lord, you just take this meeting whatever direction you want it to go. That doesn't mean that the minister comes on prepared. I read the Bible, I pray, I sometimes come with some thoughts that I feel God may want me to minister, but I always want to be open that I'm happy to lay my sermon aside if God has something else that he's doing in the meeting. I want to be able to pick up on that. And I don't do any of these things perfectly, I'm sure of that. But God knows my heart and God knows your heart. There's a difference when the Holy Ghost is in charge of the meeting than when man is in charge of the meeting. And at camp, the meetings are like that. We want the Holy Spirit to take charge. We don't always know what he's going to say to us. We don't always know what songs. We don't have a chart on the wall that has the song numbers that we've chosen this week to sing this morning. But the Lord surprises us. Sometimes I go back to my room and I say, Lord, I didn't even think about those things before I went to meeting. And I'm so glad that we took time to consider these passages and so on. And then you get testimonies. Oh, I'm so glad the Lord spoke to me in that meeting. It was going, we heard that the other day. Everything that's being said went right into my heart. Well, I don't know that that's happening, but God knows. God knows how to take his word and speak to you through his word. Praise God. And so we get our eyes on Jesus. That's the best thing to do. In the beginning of the meeting, just, Lord, we're here to worship you. We're here to get filled with you, Lord. We want you to take charge and guide us. Speak to us, Lord, and open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears, and let Jesus have his way in this gathering. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we find out always that he knows exactly what we need, and he's faithful. Hallelujah. To minister to us. Let's sing Open My Eyes. That's number 115 in the other book, in the hardcover book. Praise God. 115.
lift up my soul. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God, I love you, Lord. We worship you, we worship you. We worship you, we praise your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Many as touched him were made perfectly whole.
holy stillness fills my being. We sing. As I rest securely there, knowing naught but calm assurance, resting free from worldly care. Can you play that for us, Lily? In 2010, I was in the hospital getting a stent put in, and I was on the operating table, and my doctor said to me, you know, the place where the blockage is where two arteries meet, and I'm not sure I can get the stent in there. You might have to do a heart bypass. What do you want me to do? I never had a doctor ask me what I wanted him to do when I was being operated on. I'm used to just lying there and letting him take care of everything. Well, I said, I have no idea. Do whatever you have to. And then he said, I spoke to my colleague and he thinks we can get it in there, and so they did. Praise God. But you know, when I sit in silence and the Holy Spirit operates on my heart, He never asked me what he needs to do. He knows. Just wants me to be still, let him work. If God's working depended on what I told God what to do and what I need, I'd really be in a sorry state. I don't even know how to pray, what to pray for as I ought to, the Bible tells me. But that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He guides us. He prays through us. When we take time to just wait on God quietly, we don't have to tell him what to do. That's the part in the meeting where you just leave it all up to Jesus. And just thank him for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me after thy will.
Sing that. It's in our hymn book. Praise. Thank you. 347.
Thank you. God.
Who's leaving today? Janet, you're leaving today? Janet and Lee? Anybody else leaving? Will you also leave me? Praise God. I want to pray for my sister. That's my sister and my nephew. She has two other children at home, Lucy and Luke. Lee, Lucy, and Luke, the three L's. Praise God. And they're all good men. Lee Goodman. Praise God. I'm so happy that my sister is able to come up with Lee this time. The others couldn't be here just now. Maybe they'll get up before the season's over. But we just want to pray that God will bless them before they leave. I guess they'll leave sometime this afternoon. Is that what's going on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Janet, and we thank you for all that you've been doing in her life. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you put within her heart for yourself, her desire to serve you, Lord, her desire to see her family serve you, Lord, and for the help and wisdom you've been giving her to that end. Thank you for these days that she can be here, Lord, and as she returns home, Lord, help her to see that you've gone before her. Lord, that you're working at home while she's seeking you here. You're working in the hearts of the others. And Jesus, in situations, Lord, we all need God to manifest himself in these different situations in our lives. And we just pray that you will show us your glory, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll fill her with your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will come and pour yourself into her in a new way and cause there to be a new walk with God, closer than ever before, more conscious of your presence, more living in Jesus, we pray. Her words and her actions, her attitudes, everything more under the control of the Holy Ghost. Lord, and make her a greater blessing at home, at church, in whatever way that she, where she can serve you, wherever she has opportunity. Thank you for Lee and for what you're doing in his life as he attends Christian school and he seeks you in church and at home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that he could be here in these days. And Lord, we pray the same for him, Lord, that a new touch of the Holy Ghost will come upon his life. A hunger for Jesus will emerge in him, Lord, that when he gets home, that he'll sense a real longing for Jesus that will draw him to spend time with you and get into your word and open his heart up to you in church and wherever and whenever he can. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for him. And we just pray you'll lay your hand upon him in a very signal way, Lord. Make him very conscious that Jesus' hand is upon him and keep him under that a precious touch of God. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Before we go, could you sing Proverbs 3:32?
What number is that, Sister Jean?
Number 3:34.
3:34. Praise God. 3:34. Let's all feel free. Maybe there are others that would like to testify yet before we look into the Bible and just take your opportunity, okay? Hallelujah. 3:34. Let's sing it.
doing this. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Oh, thank you, Isaiah, for giving us those words. Praise God. Perfect peace. Sometimes God uses people to lay hands on others. And sometimes Jesus just lays his hand on you all by himself. Claim that. Lord, as you're walking in our midst, lay your hand upon our heads. Part to us your life, your peace. Thank you.
Let's sing it again. Let's stand. You want to lift your hands? Oh, make it a real prayer. Oh, he's so present this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Jesus, fall fresh on us, Lord. Oh, melt us, Jesus. Mold us. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Our white books while we're standing and saying, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Hallelujah. That's number 75. Number 75. Oh, praise God.